Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
So do you guys consider yourselves emotionally stable?
Well, it depends on how much sleep I've had the night before, how much sugar I've consumed.
I'm not sure any girl is really emotionally stable.
Oh, what time of the month it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I want you to know that research surveys show that emotional stability is more fundamental to happiness than economic stability.
Yeah, no doubt.
But what does it really mean, emotional stability? I'll give you my opinion. I believe that you're not extremely affected by emotion for a long period of time. So, for example, you tend to have a calm state of mind if you're emotionally stable rather than fully charged with either positive or negative emotions. So you still feel normal emotions, you know, like anger and sadness and happiness when appropriate, but you don't live or dwell too long in those extremely heightened states.
That's me, although I've been called maybe shallow and...
Oh, I don't see that, Mike. Okay, you guys are on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Do you see this in people on Facebook where everything's all perfect and it's so exciting, or
right,
everything's awful?
Exactly.
You might see that in people, say, in their early 20s, especially, or their teens.
Oh, when people are complaining about things and
there's
their posts.
Oh, yeah. There's the high highs. There's the low lows. There's these emotional heights where they're flying, and then they'll fall to the emotional depths.
Yeah, it's not good for you, I'm sure.
Right, because your emotions are managing you. You're not managing
right.
Your emotions. It's a roller coaster. You become a slave to your emotions. Dr. John DeMartini described this once as attraction and repulsion. You swing too much one way and it controls you. An attraction, that would be like an infatuation. So you're infatuated, say, with a person. You're controlled then by that person.
Isn't that just someone's personality, though?
Well, I guess that's where we're going to find out, what we're going to talk about, because I think you could probably assume that if you did live in that state, you would be happier to be more even.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah, just that constant flux. It keeps your body off balance, your mind off balance.
It sounds exhausting.
It's easier for everyone around you also.
So manic about something.
Right.
I think I'd need a nap after that.
Well, but hey, Jessica, there are pills for that.
You
can use chemicals to get up, come on, and chemicals to get down. Think about it. And it may just be simple as coffee and chocolate, but there's a lot of people who swing literally from a chemically induced high to a chemically induced low rather than helping our emotional stability. We just end up feeding it and making it worse. So we're basically either depressed or bored all the time, or we're seeking a thrill or an emotional high.
People get those in different ways, I guess.
Yeah, drugs, alcohol, right, other forms of chemical, and even non-chemical escapes. So when I was researching this topic, I did come across a very interesting concept. It was a website called TinPan, TINPAN .fortunecity.com. And they talk about emotional stability and what they call the safe zone. So they say there's this safe zone of emotion. And if you get below that, your mind is dominated by pity. So you feel things like depression, hopelessness, boredom, and guilt. You can become bitter and angry. When you're feeling that self-pity and you're feeling that shame, you're below the safe zone, and you tend to feel sorry for yourself. You feel unreal pessimism. You just believe you can't do anything right. And I'll tell you, that's not a good place to live.
That's a bad day.
And I'm sure we've all had moments where we felt like that. But then sometimes you can overcompensate and stray above the safe zone. And here we find that our minds are dominated by pride. So we become lustful, judgmental, and critical. We come across maybe arrogant and unteachable. And our pride makes us feel unreal optimism. And that's not really a fun place to be either. So in the middle is what we call the safe zone. And obviously, that's where we want to spend our time. It's also where we're in what's called your right mind. Joyce Myers wrote a great book called Battlefield of the Mind. And she talks about being in your right mind. And this place is characterized by peace. We feel love. We are patient. We're hoping for the best. We're confident. And this is where we do our best thinking. We can hear our intuition and we can make good decisions. Well, I can tell you one thing that doesn't help: turning on the television.
That's for
seriously,
sure.
If you think about that, the television is unstable people doing unstable things to other unstable people.
Yeah, and people like to watch that.
It's
they
drama.
Like to watch people fail.
And we're drawn towards drama. Yeah, and the more we live in that, or, you know, say a friend is going through a crisis and we're trying to help, but yet there's this maybe secret inner subconscious thrill we have at helping because it's the drama that we're enjoying. You know, we can get sucked into drama so
well,
easily.
Well, it's funny. My wife will not watch certain films with me because she doesn't want to be put in a bad state of mind.
Right, yeah.
She avoids them. She'll leave the
room. Oh, I'm the same way. I do the same thing.
It doesn't affect me. At least I don't think it does. She says
it does.
But
it does.
Well, and I can tell you, because of that, the only way we can get back into the safe zone if we stray out of it is we have to first come to a point in our lives where we desire peace more than anything else. We have to desire peace more than emotional thrills, more than danger, more than excitement, more than energy, more than conflict, more than drama.
So you're heading to meditation with that, maybe?
Well, that's one way to attain peace.
Right.
But we first have to decide we want
right.
peace. Because oftentimes, in order to get that peace, we have to be willing to let something go.
And when you focus on that, when you focus on wanting peace, you naturally start to make the choices that will bring more peace into your life.
That's right. Maybe you'll let an argument go. Maybe you'll apologize. Maybe you'll allow yourself to not be so attached.
Affected by things.
Affected, yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, unconditional love really is a form of detachment in many ways. A healthy, loving detachment.
True.
Where what you feel is just based on what you feel and not greatly affected by the people around you. I can tell you one tip, Jessica, is it's easier to feel yourself into the right mind than to think yourself into right mind. So, for example, you've heard of laughter therapy. Mm-hmm. Someone's feeling blue. They've proven that watching funny movies or laughing, being in a state of love, oftentimes because you decide to actually be giving. So you stop thinking of yourself and you do something selfless for someone else, and that state of love or compassion will make you feel better. Being around other stable people, allowing yourself to feel a certain way, even before you can imagine thinking a certain way, will start to change your physiology and help you get into the right mind.
Yeah, I think being around positive people is the biggest key.
And the thing about when you're helping people, when you do something for somebody and you see the joy that they exude, that makes you joyful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to start from within. So after the break, we're going to delve into something recently that I've come across that I find amazing, and it's called heart math.
Ooh.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Some of our listeners may know that I'm quite involved with Toastmasters International, and recently I heard a phenomenal woman give a speech on an organization called HeartMath, and you can find this at heartmath.org, and it's defined as intuition as navigation, and this institute called HeartMath has generated a large body of convincing scientific evidence that it is indeed possible to create love. Their research shows that emotions, like we were saying, work much faster and are more powerful than thoughts, which, by the way, is the secret to the secret. It has to first come through emotion. You can't just think about what you want. You have to feel the emotion.
That's right.
So thinking clearly with your brain is useful, but feeling positively from your heart provides an amazing boost to health and creativity. So one example on this site is there was a study done that they measured the energy electrical field emitted from the heart. So it went as far as 15 feet, which would describe why, say, you walk into a room and something just doesn't feel good to you, mm-hmm. or maybe an area of a restaurant, or maybe you just feel like you want to stand next to somebody because it feels good, mm-hmm. you actually can feel what's being emitted by someone's heart.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we also know that love and fear are two of the strongest emotions and they're opposing. So in this research study, they took pictures that emoted the feelings of love or the feelings of fear. And they were a bit on big cards, and people would look at a picture, turn it over, look at the next picture, turn it over. And they found that the electrical signals being emitted for the pictures that were love had a different wavelength than the pictures that were fear. So they could actually predict which pictures would have which wavelength. But then what was really crazy was they discovered that the heart emitted the wavelength for the appropriate card prior to the card being fully turned over. So before the brain even registered the picture, the heart felt the emotion.
Interesting.
Because of the energy that it was producing. That's
so
amazing.
So that's why before something even makes sense, or before you even know why, before you can
it's
even think, the feeling. So that intuition, that feeling is measurable and it's accurate.
Is that like when somebody asks you to do something or invites you to go somewhere and you have no reason to say no, but you just have this feeling like maybe
Wouldn't
I shouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you call it instinctive?
Yeah, you just have a gut feeling. You're about to leave the house and you just, something doesn't feel right. You forgot something, or you need to make a major decision and it just, you don't feel settled by it. We have to listen to that. And when it comes to helping your emotions be stable, the more that we can listen to that intuition, the more we will make choices that will help us to be stable. And when we're not stable, helping our body create that emotion through whatever means we need to in a healthy way will help us start to turn the tables when it comes to emotional stability. You know, fear and love cannot be in the same space. Rob Bell, one of my favorite speakers, he said, when joy shows up, fear has to leave the room. So when you have fear, when you have anxiety, when you feel unsettled, what creates joy for you? Even something simple, what creates joy for you? And ideally, something healthy that creates joy for you.
Your puppy.
Yeah, maybe a healthy food. Maybe
a nice song.
Maybe going outside. Maybe calling someone you love. Yeah, you can snap out of it, those feelings of despair, just by allowing yourself to be submersed in what makes your heart feel good. You know, really, the more that I read, I learn, and it's not easy to live, but I learn that love is all there is. Everything else is an illusion. And the more we can choose to feel good, we start to feel love. We can make the choice to create that feeling of love. And one example, one suggestion that I give is if you need to muster up that feeling, you can borrow my mantra that everything is easy and effortless. If something feels hard, I'll think to myself, oh, okay, I forgot. Everything is easy and effortless for me. And as soon as I tell myself that, it's amazing how much easier something becomes. It's a mind trick.
I'm going to have to use
that. Yeah, it's good.
Does it work all the time?
It works if I want to believe it will work.
There you go.
I want to finish with a quote by Albert Einstein. You know, this guy is somebody that we've always thought of as very left-brained, right? Very smart, can't deny that. Well, this is what he says. A human being is part of the whole called the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts, and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in all its beauty. Nobody is able to achieve this completely, but the striving for such achievement is in itself part of the liberation and a foundation for inner security.
That's what I want to hear in a presidential campaign speech.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically saying that separateness makes you less secure, and loving all that is actually brings inner security.
That's awesome. If you're looking for more inspiration on topics like this or other health topics, you can check out Dr. Jenny's blog at drjennykretzinger.com and like us on Facebook. Look for Spinal Corrective Center.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.